This is day 13 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent on Monday the 14th of March. This year, in our church services at St. Mark's, we're working our way through the whole Bible and getting more familiar with the whole story of God. Already we've encountered some of the greatest figures in the Bible: Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, and yesterday we moved on to look at the story of Moses. And one thing that's really stood out to me is how all of these characters had to wait for many years for God's promises and purposes to be fulfilled in their lives. Another character who knew what it was to wait for the Lord was David. We see that in the words of many of his psalms, such as in today's reading from Psalm 27. And I'm going to begin at verse 7. "Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord." Now, of course, waiting for God isn't easy. It may seem that he's not answering our prayers or doesn't perhaps even understand the urgency of our situation. We want things to happen in our own timing, according to our own plans. But God is worth waiting for. And we wait in the knowledge that God knows our situation. He cares for our needs. And he is good to the end. The writer John Ortberg says this helpful comment: "Waiting for God is not just something we have to do until we get what we want. Rather, waiting is part of the process of becoming what God wants us to be. So Lord, thank you that even though sometimes we have to wait patiently, that you always fulfill your promises. They are firm and secure, an anchor for our soul. Amen."